joining this podcast, The Freedom Diaries. The Freedom Diaries seeks to build resilience and engineer social change. I am Tobore Ovore. In today's episode of The Freedom Diaries, we travel to Nigeria where camping is in full gear. Despite young people making up the majority of Nigeria's voters, the country's politicians are mostly old, wealthy men. The country's young citizens, many of whom who face endemic unemployment and entrenched poverty, said the country's political system makes it harder for young people to enter politics. They are feeling sidelined. Here are the reasons they give.
One reason why youths and women are missing politics is money.
Freedom Chukwumezie, a law firm secretary in Delta State, Nigeria. He is one of Nigeria's youth lamenting that the country's political system favors old politicians, making it harder for young people to enter politics. Nigeria's politics require deep pockets. Simply registering as a 2023 presidential aspirant with the ruling party, All Progressive Congress, required nomination form payment of 100 million naira, and that's 225,000 euros. Opposition People's Democratic Party aspirants coughed out 40 million naira each, which is equivalent to 90,000 euros. Chukwumezie says this is huge sums and no young person has deep pockets to hold such amounts.
The youth do not have the millions to throw around like our fathers are doing, buying form 100 million, paying delegates millions of naira. The youth can't afford it.
The young people make up the majority of Nigeria's voters, but the country's politicians are mostly old, wealthy, and male. Like main opposition party People's Democratic Party's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. He is 75-year-old, a business tycoon, and the country's former vice president. He is unlikely to be the only politician over 70 on the ballot paper for the 2023 polls. Ngbejuume Ogechukwu, a scientist who lives in Benin City in the country's south, says Nigeria's politics is complex and deeply system entrenched. It's more than just buying the nomination forms. It is a very long, turbulent journey.
To become a politician in Nigeria, you have to, first of all, be extremely loyal to somebody who's up there already and pay years of service of being loyal to that person.
The country's money-centered politics has earned it the name monetocracy. Political analyst Solomon Okpara says young people are disillusioned, so do not bother to attempt politics. They are systematically edged out and have no chance. No chance completely.
No young man would want to invest such into an adventure that you're not sure of, because it has become a thing of the highest bidder gets it.
Chido Onuma, a rights activist and coordinator of the African Center for Media and Information Literacy, an NGO based in Abuja, believes that the Electoral Commission should set certain guidelines to get more representation for young people.
We need to grant a lot of waivers to them, push to ensure that we could even put this in the law to give certain percentage as a starting criterion for membership of certain political positions.
Moranike Omaibuje, a board member and programs director of Women Consortium of Nigeria, says Nigeria youth should be united and politically intentional.
Solution is for youths to see themselves as who they really are. They are tomorrow's leaders. They should see themselves as that, come together again and decide to take over.
In a country where the minimum wage is $68 per month, politics is out of the reach of most Nigerians, especially women, and is leading to growing resentment among the young. What are the other ways these challenges can be addressed? Kindly join me in the next episode of The Freedom Diaries, in which disturbing new forms of what seems to be democracy emerging in Nigerian politics will be discussed. And do remember, politics navigates the direction of any country. I am Tobore Ovore, saying bye for now.